ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria, and I am back with Dr. Amy Baxter in her second segment, so you have to go and catch her first one. But for our first segment, we're talking about beach first aid. You're an emergency room doctor. Let's get down to some emergencies. We hear in the news a lot about shark attacks, but what we don't hear and what's more common are stings from jellyfish and man-o-wars. So how common are these?
Well, in the Chesapeake Bay area, in 1 year, they had 200,000 envenomations estimated. And up and down Florida and the east coast of the United States, it can be 30,000 to 50,000 a year. So it's actually really common when you include all the adults that are affected by jellyfish stings.
You never hear about that. Those numbers are huge. Okay, so I guess we need to know about this. I remember we had to study these for our boards, but let's share some information with all of our listeners. You know, what do you do if your child gets stung or you as an adult get stung too?
Well, one of the saddest things in my career as a mother is that when I was trained, urea or urine mm-hmm. was actually one of the treatments that was recommended. So I peed on my kid.
You didn't.
I did. And I now know that doesn't help. It would have been a proud moment if that had been the right thing to do. But it mm-hmm. turns out there have been, in the last 3 years, three great studies that have looked at how to deal with jellyfish. Now, first of all, it's important to know that if you see these tentacles or stringy looking red marks, the first thing you want to do is get rid of the nematocysts that are on there. And so you can use tape. You can scrape them with shaving cream and a credit card, mm-hmm. but you don't want to use fresh water out of a tap because that's going to cause them to swell
yes.
and may make them sting worse.
Make them burst a little.
Once you've gotten them off as well as you can, wherever the red marks are, then what works best is hot water.
Then hot fresh water.
So 104 degrees or warmer. So hot tub or warmer, really as warm as the child can stand, mm-hmm. is what is going to denature those jellyfish stingers and make it so they don't cause any further damage. After that, you can use antihistamines like Benadryl or Claritin. There's no mm-hmm. real reason not to use a Claritin or a Zyrtec antihistamine. We use Benadryl in the emergency room because mm-hmm. you can give it IV. But once you're at home, there's no reason not to use a longer-acting, less sedating antihistamine.
Okay. Now, you mentioned in the ER, what are reasons that somebody would need to take their child to the ER after an envenomation? Which envenomation means stinging, but...
Right. And really, the only reason is pain management. Mm-hmm. If enough of the body is covered, you can get some systemic changes. But it's far more likely just to have such an incredibly painful sting on so much of the body surface area that you need extra medications, whether it's an opioid pain medicine. Actually, in one study, lidocaine spray was found to be as good as using hot water. So if you have a lidocaine spray, that's something that you can also use, and it doesn't trigger the stings to release more of the venom and make the pain worse.
Okay, great. So you can use lidocaine spray, but probably would only want to do it on a small area because you don't want to risk giving somebody too much lidocaine exposure.
You know, actually, lidocaine is... It doesn't pass through oil. So it's not the kind of lidocaine you get on the spray. You're not going to be able to overdose. It's different okay. from one of the topical anesthetics. I wouldn't use one of the creams because those do absorb, but okay. the spray actually doesn't.
That's a fantastic point. Okay, so moving on to emergency number two, your child gets cut from broken glass.
All right, that's where you do want to use a lot of fresh water.
Okay.
So they have found that with lacerations, you can get them just as clean using 2 minutes of tap water over the cut as you can using the sterile saline that we use to irrigate in the emergency room. So if you get a cut, first thing is to try to irrigate it, just to rinse it out as mm-hmm. well as possible. And 2 minutes is what's been used in studies.
Okay.
If you can get the glass out, that's great. If not, that's when you're going to need to go to the emergency room.
Okay, and last C emergency, sea lice. How real a threat is this? And what do we do?
So sea lice is really the larva of jellyfish, and it's also very common. It's not really an emergency because it's going to come out over the next couple of hours or even days if you put the same swimsuit back on. The larvae get trapped under the bathing suit. So the best way to prevent it is as soon as they're out of the water, rinse them down and put on a fresh suit. If you wash them, it'll kill them. Okay. Now, it's not an emergency because it's not like a jellyfish where you can get physiologic changes if you have too many stings. Okay. But with sea lice, they itch like crazy and they can last for a week. So again, you're going to want to use an antihistamine, either Benadryl, Claritin, and you can use calamine lotion, oatmeal baths. Those are ways to treat the itching. So it's really more of an annoyance, but it is something you can prevent if you get them out of that suit as soon as possible.
And you can rinse them in fresh water or seawater. Does it matter?
Fresh water. Okay. Because the seawater is probably going to have more larvae in it.
Okay. Good to know. Okay. And you had mentioned Buzzy for sea lice too?
Well, it's really
I want to talk about Buzzy a little bit. So let's use this as the intro.
All right. So Buzzy is a combination of a high frequency vibration and an ice pack.
And this is the product that you invented.
It is. I invented it for my son's vaccinations because he got really afraid of the doctor and I wanted something that would block pain on contact. It turns out that the pain nerve, called an A-delta nerve, also transmits burning sensations and itching. So with the sea lice, if you have a Buzzy or if you have a painful sting that's in a really small area from a jellyfish, you can put the vibration and ice on it and it's going to decrease some of that pain. For itching, it's great because then the kids can rub it over and they're not making marks with their fingernails on their skin. Mm-hmm. So for itching and eczema, that's a place where we see a lot of people using Buzzy.
So essentially you're saying, and the theory behind Buzzy is that these nerves can only transmit so much message at once. And if you kind of overwhelm them with the cold and the vibration as well, they can't transmit as much of the discomfort.
Exactly. It's called gate theory. So if you imagine that you've got three people trying to running to get through a gate, you've got pain and you've got vibration and you've got this little guy who's cold. We'll call them, and all of them are trying to bustle their way through. If you have a really strong vibration and a really strong cold guy, the pain one gets left behind because the pain nerve is actually really small. Think about if you burn your finger and you put it under cold water, the burn pain goes away because you've got this really strong coldness from the water and the motion.
So the same effect that we all did, the same action, you actually put it into a product to help people. Now, in our last couple of minutes, you went on Shark Tank for this, right?
I did.
Tell us just shortly about that experience.
Speaking of summer beach emergencies, right? It was actually a great experience. The main reason I wanted to go on Shark Tank was to make people aware that needle phobia is now 63% of our children's lives. 63% of kids are afraid of needles now because the more vaccinations we give, the more we're able to prevent serious disease. This after effect is that we're giving a lot of shots at once, so more kids are becoming nervous about needles. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to raise awareness because adults can continue to have this problem and then they don't get the health care they need. So I wanted to make people aware that there was a solution. Going on Shark Tank, though, was a mental bungee jump. It was months of planning, months of remembering facts about my business and days and days of practicing my pitch before I went and talked to the sharks. We talked for about an hour and a half and they cut it down to 8 minutes. So
heavy editing.
Really intense experience.
Amazing. Now tell me, where is Buzzy being used right now?
So we're in about 5,000 hospitals and clinics.
Wow.
Buzzy is mostly being used for IVs and for injections, especially people using arthritis injections or IVF, you know, injections they're doing at home because it is reusable. It's available on Amazon.com and BuzzyHelps.com, as well as a few different pharmacies throughout the country. Mm-hmm. Most of the Buzzy uses are hospital and clinical, but a lot of people who have to give their kids shots on a regular basis, or if they just want it for first aid. One of our FDA indications is actually bee stings and splinters.
Really?
So we get a lot of summer uses and summer purchases when we've got kids who hate splinters but live in a place with a wooden deck.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and get myself a Buzzy now that you're talking about it. So many people will have it in their doctor's office, but if not, you can go and buy it on your own from Amazon and use it your own life. Maybe bring it even to your doctor's office.
Right. And actually, we find that it works better for the older kids when they bring it themselves because then they can trust it. They know what it feels like. Hmm. The ice can be too intense for younger kids. So many of our younger users don't get as much benefit because they don't use the ice packs as well.
Good to know. And it also gives them a sense of control. So thank you so much for joining us. Again, that was Dr. Amy Baxter. You can learn more about Buzzy at BuzzyHelps.com. And also you can buy it on Amazon. Or you can follow Dr. Amy on Twitter at AmyBaxterMD or at BuzzyHelps. This is Dr. Daria and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.